Good Housekeeping is partnering with Allergan for Pain Awareness Month to help raise awareness and encourage people to find out more about chronic migraine. Chronic migraine is one of those conditions that affects women across the country. Good Housekeeping speaks to over 40 million women across the country. And we want to let people know that you don't have to suffer in silence, and that if you seek an accurate diagnosis and find out the treatment options, you can lead a more satisfying life.
Chronic migraine is defined as 15 or more headache days per month. And again, migraine involves not just disabling pain, but also light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, and vomiting. Migraines can be very disabling and prevent people from picking up their kids from school, participating in daily household activities, and even going to work. So it's really essential that people make that diagnosis.
One of the tips that I always like to give people before they meet with their headache specialist is to keep a journal and write down the number of headache days they've had in a month, the severity of their headaches, and other things happening like their stress levels, what they ate, perhaps how they slept, so that when they go see that doctor, they have a really complete history that the doctor can then really assess their situation.
There's two types of treatment for migraines. There's abortive treatments, which I have a headache, I need to take something. And then there's preventative treatments. These are things that you do on a routine basis to prevent the headaches from even coming on. So some treatments involve oral medications, such as topiramate and propranolol, which can be effective, but also have side effects such as lightheadedness, dizziness, tingling, as well as cognitive issues. Another treatment option is Botox injections, which is the first FDA-approved treatment for chronic migraine. Back in 2010 is when it received that approval, and it entails a cycle of injections once every 12 weeks. If it's effective, the patient will receive injections 4 times a year, which in general are pretty well tolerated and effective. The most common side effect is neck weakness or pain, and again, that issue can be mitigated by either reducing the dose or avoiding injections in that area. I often tell patients, better for you to control your migraines than for your migraines to control you. For more information, you can go to the American Migraine Foundation website.
And you can also check out BotoxChronicMigraine.com, where there's a great tool to help you find a headache specialist in your area, as well as other information from people who have had success with that treatment.